So Tana de Eliyahu, this braisa that we learn and recite every morning, La Olam Adam. Always be a mensch. Yirei Shamayim, someone that's real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Yira Shamayim, by the way, says Reb Tzadok HaKayan of Lavlin, is Yira is Meloshen Re'iyah. Yira Shamayim does not mean that a person is cowering in the corner, biting their fingernails in fear. Oh, they've got a lot of Yira Shamayim. They're scared out of their wits, scared out of their skin. Yira is Re'iyah, which means you see reality. Something which is spiritual by definition, says Rav Volba, is that which cannot be seen. You can't see spirituality by definition. So Yiras Shamayim is to develop some kind of sixth sense for Ruchnias, for spirituality, to treat it as real and it's as if you can see it. Like the famous story of Rav Moshe Feinstein is about to walk out of the Beis Medrash and he doesn't move. Why? Because there's someone davening Shemayin Esrei just at the side. And you mustn't walk in front of someone that's davening. So he says, it's du'avant. There's a wall there. I can't go past. For him, that's a spiritual wall. He saw reality. Yiras Shamayim is to see Ruchnius clearly, which is what Yerushalayim really is. It's a Yira, which is Shalem, to see the full picture. So how does that express itself? Obviously, that's Beseiso Bagali. If you're real with Hashem, and you're real with the Metzius, the existence, the reality of Hashem and His Torah. That doesn't make any difference if you're in private or public. You'll never do something you're not meant to do. But actually it goes further into the world of integrity. Umayda al ha'emes. You'll acknowledge the truth. V'dayva emes b'lvavai. And you'll speak the truth in your heart. What's umayda al ha'emes? The first thing is, if you're in an argument with someone, and you actually realize that you're wrong and they're right, and the argument is more convincing and it's more compelling. If a person's a person of integrity, a Yirei Shamayim, my dilemma is you're right, I'm wrong, it's okay, let's go on. Rather than trying to become entrenched and trying to justify our position, it never really works. The second thing is not to try and justify opinions and lifestyles that are totally wrong. We have to be objective when it comes to living for the truth. And therefore, this is telling us we have to be honest, we have to admit our mistakes. Rav Schwab gives an example of Yosef and his brothers. They convinced they were absolutely justified in selling him because in their minds he was a Rasha. And he was a threat to the stability of their family. 20 years later, when they were in prison and they were looking at their lives, they realized their mistake. Aval ashamim anachnu, they say. We're guilty. At that point, they're moida ala emes. The point is not to leave it so long. For David emes belvava, speaking the truth in our heart, no matter where we are. Examining our own behavior. And if we're wrong, we're wrong. And we admit it to ourselves, belvava. The Gemara gives an example of Rav Safra, who would have wanted someone asked him to sell something. Rav Safra was davening and he didn't reply. And the guy starts upping and upping and upping the price because he thinks Rav Safra's holding out for a good deal. But really he was davening. And after davening, he gave him the original price because that's why I agreed to sell it to you at, but I wasn't able to speak. The fact that you were going to up the price later shouldn't make any difference. Being a person of integrity, it's all part of the same aspects of Emunah that we're talking about.